This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The hunting seasons are progressing nicely. We also have some great fall fishing. And the archery hunt, it's now showing some signs of success. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, archery hunting does appear to be heating up as hunters continue to report much better success during the nearly 3.5-month-long season that began October 1st. Results for the first 3 days of November, show hunter success rates still running a bit behind last year's total for this period. But significant rainfall during much of the period kept the harvest low on those dates. Still, the weekend harvest was good. About 4,000 deer taken on the first Saturday and Sunday of November. Now, during this period, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 24,625 whitetails. As mentioned, the figures are down from those in 2012. Last year's total during this period was 28,543, around 4,000 difference. As of November 3rd, the buck harvest last week topped doe harvest for the first time, with bucks comprising 52% of the 7-day harvest. So that does indicate that the rut is getting well underway. Now, the top five counties for archery harvest through November 3rd are Pike with 988, Fulton with 712, Jefferson with 602, Joe Davies with 529, and Adams with 505. Results for local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 277 deer, which is down from 351 last year. In Greene County, the harvest stood at 298, 97 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 381 whitetails, some 56 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 210 deer, down by 54 from last year. Their archery harvest in Jersey County through November 3rd was 235 compared to 267 a year ago. The Madison County harvest stands at 397, a full 160 fewer than 2012. And in Montgomery County, hunters bagged 298 deer compared to 371 last year. Now, the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 19th, and the season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. Also, if you're a firearm deer hunter, now the firearm deer permits are up for grabs. The remaining Illinois firearm and muzzleloader-only deer permits are available over-the-counter from IDNR direct license and permit vendors through the close of the seasons, which is December 8th for the regular firearm season, and through December 15th for the muzzleloader-only season. These will be issued until quotas are exhausted. And doesn't really matter how many permits or what type of permits you get, hunters are only permitted to harvest two antlered deer during any and all of the archery or firearm or any of the deer seasons of the 2012 year. And for a list of counties with remaining permits or to find a vendor nearest you, you can see the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and come back with more right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are bacon burger and what isn't better with bacon. Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back, and we do have some great fall fishing, as we mentioned, at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as our own home lakes. And fishing, indeed, is probably the best for crappie. This is a great fall crappie fishing season. We're seeing lots of nice crappie being caught, and that has definitely been the case at Lake Shelbyville, where water temperatures are running about 51 degrees. The water's been good, a good color to fish anywhere you want, and most anglers are really devoting to crappie. Devoting their fishing attention to crappie. There's been a lot of crappie caught and some very nice ones. Anglers are basically tight lining a plain jig about 10 foot deep. They're fishing anywhere over brush piles, around timber, and finding very good success. There's some nice fish being caught here, and that's been the case throughout much of the past several weeks at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, more good crappie fishing reported. Anglers are finding very good success there as well. And Wren Lake, it's been a hot crappie spot since day one this year, and it's continuing to be. Anglers are finding excellent success using minnows, jigs, or jigs tipped with minnows. Excellent catches of crappie with many nice ones reported. And we do have some preliminary reports from the fall firearm turkey season. And although they're preliminary, they do show that it's been another disappointing season for Illinois firearm turkey hunters. And some hunters are now concerned that the disappointing results from the annual fall firearm hunt may indicate tough times ahead for the spring hunters. During the 9-day fall firearm season, which wrapped up October 27th, hunter success rates were some of the lowest in several years. The preliminary harvest figures show hunters bagging a total of 561 birds, down from 596 wild turkeys taken during the 2012 fall firearm hunt, which was also disappointing. Now, according to some hunters, a reduction in harvest is likely due to several years of below average turkey reproduction, basically during the whole past decade. And while this may be partly true, the lighter harvest can also be more likely attributed to a long-term decline in participation in the fall hunt. This is just not an issue for hunters in Illinois. In nearby Missouri, the year's fall firearm turkey harvest is the third smallest on record. The smallest was in 1978 when hunters checked 4,389 turkeys during the fall season. And like Illinois, the fall harvest dramatically increased for several years after it first began. Participation and success has therefore declined steadily ever since. And Missouri wildlife managers say a parallel decline in sales of fall firearm turkey hunting permits indicates that the harvest decrease is largely the result of waning hunter interest. I mean, we've got an archery deer season that is fabulous, and more hunters are actually going to archery turkey hunting. And with more than 2 months remaining in the Illinois archery season, Illinois archers had already bagged 375 turkeys. The total for last year's archery turkey harvest was 736 birds. And the unofficial figures show Illinois' top five counties for turkey harvest during the 2013 fall firearm turkey season were Joe Davies with 67 birds, Jefferson with 40, Williamson with 31, Marion with 28, and Union with 25. Local results were equally disappointing. In Calhoun County, hunters bagged 3 turkeys, down from 6 last year. The Madison County harvest totaled 3, some 3 fewer than 2012. In Greene County, hunters harvested 4 birds, 3 fewer than a year ago. Turkey hunters in Macoupin County recorded 8 birds, some 4 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 7 turkeys, down by 5 from last year. The turkey harvest in Jersey County was 2 compared to 5 a year ago. And interestingly, hunters in Pike County had bagged only 7 birds, down from 9 in 2012. Now, compared to the spring hunt, fewer counties are open to fall firearm turkey hunting. And unlike the spring hunt, where hunters are limited to taking only bearded birds, fall hunters may harvest birds of either sex. And through the fall firearm turkey hunt, though the fall firearm turkey hunt wrapped up on October 27th, the Illinois fall turkey season continues through January 19th for archers. In all local counties, the archery season temporarily closes during the 2 long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. So it does appear that archery turkey hunting is growing in interest, while fall firearm turkey hunting is diminishing greatly. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.